99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy Friday, Paso Robles. You are on the air with Darcia Stebbins.
And Atascadero.
And Atascadero and Shandon Templeton, and the entirety of the Shandon, North County.
Heritage Ranch.
Whoever's listening.
Ranchita Canyon.
Whoever's listening online out in Bakersfield or anywhere else in the global KPRL community. What does Kevin call it? The blowtorch? Yeah. So, yeah, happy Friday. You're on the air with Darcia Stebbins, the queen of conspiracy, the duchess of disinformation.
No, I have been referred to as misinformation.
Oh, misinformation.
Yes. Like Miss California.
The queen of conspiracy, misinformation.
And that came from BG13. That would be Bruce Gibson.
Yeah, okay.
And he said that I, years ago when I did the recount, so that we could show that he didn't actually win the election, but that's another point.
Okay.
When we did that recount, he said at the Board of
Supervisors meeting. You just hijacked everything I was saying.
No, no. When he was saying, you're sowing seeds of doubt and misinformation about our elections process. And that was the era where everything was the safest and securest election in all of human history, November 2020. So, Kenny, here we are today. What
okay.
would you like to talk about? Because you weren't here last week and I got to talk.
I'm speechless. Anybody can call in, change the subject at any time. The number 238-5775, and for those outside of the immediate North County area, add that 805 on the front. You can also text in at 805-238-5775. So I was going to focus a lot, since we're entering into silly season, election season, and we have also started school. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about with the school district. Obviously, you're going to want to talk about elections, I can tell.
The gift that keeps on giving.
We're back to, you know, what the listeners have missed, school and elections. But before, I have a public service announcement that I promised to make. Can you do the public service announcement background music there, Darcia?
Sure.
If I can find the, oh, here it is. I'm waiting for the background music.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Do, 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 do. All right, this is from Karen Veeley. The host for Cal Coast News is down, and so is Cal Coast News. It is expected to be back up later today.
Okay.
And so that was as of this morning, 10:22 a.m., and I told her.
So were there natural causes, or do we?
Something with a server, whoever she's paying a lot of
Let's
money to make sure her website is up, obviously isn't doing their job. So that's the PSA. I told her I'd also make sure I reminded everybody that during the show I'll check to see if it's up or down, and then we'll let you know at the end of the show. School started yesterday for Paso. I don't know when Templeton, Shandon, San Miguel, or any of the other school districts start.
I need a full report.
Yesterday, Wednesday was the last day to get your name in to run for school board. And for Trustee Area 1, which is Jim Cogan's area, he's running again. He's the only incumbent that is going to run again. And he is
Heritage Ranch area. I mean,
Heritage Ranch. It's
people don't know Trustee Area 1, but
Trustee Area 1 basically goes from Vine Street west, and then out to Lake Nacimiento area, and then the neighborhood north up above the hill behind War Memorial Stadium.
Hospital Hill.
Is that what that's called? Hospital Hill.
At one point in time.
Sounds good to me. Hospital Hill, and then all the way back to Lake Nacimiento. So Cogan's being challenged by Tom Apkarian, who, to to use the drinking term from the school board meetings, I'm excited. I'm really excited because I think he's an outstanding candidate, and we'll talk some more about that in a minute. Trustee Area 2, which basically runs from 24th Street north, west of the Salinas River, all the way to San Miguel. That's going to be a good race, too. It's a win-win as far as I'm concerned, but you got Randy Kwiatkowski, who was on the radio with me 2 weeks ago.
And San Miguel School District.
And he's on the Board of Trustees in San Miguel. And then you got Brian Maxted, who's another great individual. And local business owner. I've met him, I guess, 3 years ago now or 2 years ago now when we had all the issues with the 36th Street campus. So, you know, I like both of these gentlemen. I'm excited to have either one of them on the school board. So they each have their strengths, but it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. My only concern had been that with two of them, and you would have a third crazy person that doesn't know the difference between a puppy dog and a boy might step in and split the vote. But that didn't happen. Then in Trustee Area 4, which is basically Union Road North, across the 46.
Hermit King.
All across the 46, west of Airport Road, all the way up to Wellsona. That's Trustee Area 4, and Sandra Williams is still the trustee for that area. She is not running again, and I should have said in Trustee Area 2, Joel Peterson is not running again. But John Rowans, who's a great American, father of four, and I have to bring this up, but I won't rudely interrupt myself. But John Rowans, father of four. Really involved with his kid's life, very musical family, got involved with scouting and stuff like that. He works over at Firestone as a microbiologist. He had filed, and he was unchallenged until
4:58
on Wednesday, and you had a woman named Jennifer Hamm, H-A-M-M, who filed, and all I know from about her is what I've seen on her Facebook page, and I'll get back to that. But I got to tell you what happened. So I was talking to John yesterday, and he went and he filed his candidate statement. And this is how crazy things have gotten down there at that county clerk office. And so he submitted...
Can I just interject there? It's not about getting there. That way a long time.
There's a sign that used to be around here that said, "Don't interrupt." But anyway, so John submitted his candidate statement, and the statement started out and said, father of four, and the county did not want him. The county clerk said, you can't use the term Lord. Father. And at first I thought this was some sort of joke, but apparently it was not. So he starts out. Opening line, as a father of four children educated in Paso schools. Sorry, Mr. Rowans, you have to say parent. And I'm looking at him like,
that's why I'm running.
You got to be S-ing me. So I think maybe during the break, we should call Elena Kano and ask if that's, you know, verify that, because that is so just outrageously woke. It boggles my mind. So that, you know, I'll read John's statement that he gave me, and I honestly don't know what else they edited out, but it says, as a father of four children educated in Paso Robles schools, I've seen firsthand that every student's educational journey is unique. Three of my children progressed through school without needing specialized support. My youngest has an individualized education program, IEP. During the COVID-19 pandemic, I watched each of them respond differently to the same challenges. Those experiences taught me that while every student should be held to high expectations, they may require different paths and different support to achieve success. As a microbiologist, and they also told him he couldn't use the word microbiologist, and I guess that's because...
Biology, because you might have...
He might understand the difference between a boy and a girl. I don't know. But they challenged him on using the term microbiologist. But as a microbiologist at Firestone Walker Brewing Company, I made decisions based on evidence, careful analysis, and accountability. As a scouting parent and school volunteer, I've worked alongside families, students, and educators who are committed to helping young people grow. I am running for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School Board because I believe our district's success should be measured by the success of every student. I will advocate for strong academics, responsible stewardship of taxpayer resources, meaningful partnerships with parents, and policies that help all students reach their full potential. All right, good American, traditional family. He's got my, whether he wants it or not, he's got my endorsement. Hopefully it won't hurt him. So if it hurts you, John, I'll withdraw my endorsement of you, but I
absolutely not. You're not backing down. I won't let you.
So let's go and look at what we found on, Mrs. Ham, who is the woman that filed it at 4:58 on the 12th. You look at her, what do you call it? I guess your cover photo, the photo that always pops up, and it's the Statue of Liberty with her hands over her face crying. She's got Women for Harris Waltz 2024 in there several times. She's got another one, Harris Waltz, Truth, Hope, Decency, which is a scary thought. But some of the stuff that she's got on there, so I'm sorry to pass judgment, but I was an intelligence officer and I can connect dots. So she's got one quote on there, and it's, quote, "With sorrow for this court, but more for the many millions of American women who have today lost a fundamental constitutional protection, we dissent." Justices Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Stephen Breyer dissented to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. So, all right, I'm just painting a picture for everybody here. She's got another...
Oh, no, it's very clear.
Well, can I finish?
I appreciate that.
I'm not
that.
Done. She's got another one on there. It says, I've been following somebody named Tori, but it says the podcast is Protecting Your Money Insanity During Trump's Presidency. Now, this one's debatable. There's a cartoon drawing that says, we need leaders not in love with money, but in love with justice. And it's somebody taking a knee, and it looks to me like it's George Floyd. Now, other people are saying, that's Martin Luther King. And I'm like, nah, it looks to me like George Floyd. And I don't ever remember seeing pictures of Martin Luther King taking a knee. So that's my feeling on that. But the other ones that are in here, the one that I think is probably the most offensive to me, it's a caption. It says, Republican Christians. And then it's got a man kneeling. And above it, it says, thank you, Lord, for overlooking the 21,000 starving children who will die today and blessing me in capital letters instead. So, I don't know. You can draw your own conclusion on where this woman stands.
Well,
she's apparently a... She went to UC Irvine, works for Avaline Wine. But anyways, you can draw your own conclusions on that. But she doesn't seem to like Republicans at all. She's obviously pro-abortion. She loved Harris and Waltz. Something tells me that she's not going to have any problem with girls or boys going into the girls' locker rooms. So when the names that I named off, Brian Maxted or Randy Kwiatkowski and Trustee Area 2, they both know the difference between boys and girls, and they both are adamant that the Title IX rights of young ladies should be protected. Tom Apkarian, adamant that girls' Title IX rights should be protected and you should keep boys out of girls' sports and locker rooms. Kogan, we already know, you know, he voted at least five times not to protect the Wallerman girls or Chloe Brees. So he's got a record, and he's either going to have to do a complete flip-flop, which is going to make him look like the hypocrite a lot of people think he is, or he's going to have to die on that hill. And I don't know why he thinks he's going to avoid that, because I'm not going to let him. And then you've got John Rowans. John Rowans has got two daughters, now both adults, but he understands the difference between a boy and a girl. Knows that you need to protect their privacy and their dignity. And now there's this Jennifer Hamm woman, and I'm not sure. Maybe you can interview her, Darsha, and get her on the air and ask her, you know, should boys be allowed in girls' sports and locker rooms? Law's not on their side anymore.
Does she play athletics at all?
I don't know. She apparently wrote a book, too. I'm just looking.
Well, that's good.
I'm looking through her social media stuff before she takes it down.
I appreciate that people are running, and if we had a 100% true, clean, fair, accurately counted elections, then, oh, Kenny's been pushing buttons. If we had clean, accurate, fair elections, then I could be fine with having it be a vote of the people. But when we have some chaos going on, and, you know, but we'll see. I appreciate that she's running, and I look forward to seeing what her statement is. It will make it a very clear choice.
Yeah, I'm just watching the flashing button, wondering what's going to happen. Well, if we go
Did
off the air, it's my fault.
WNBA? Did she sign up for the WNBA draft?
Have you seen the Elmer Fudd meme on that?
I have not.
Okay, I probably shouldn't bring it up.
I think it's the greatest thing that could happen, because at some point in time, it's like the Rush Limbaugh theory, that you take something to the extreme to show the absurdity at any level. So we've now gotten into this conversation, I haven't, but many people have, where what is a woman? And so you have Sophie Cunningham, and I think it's great. I don't follow the WNBA all that much, but I know men who love watching women's sports. Okay, so the beach volleyball, I get it. But they like watching women's sports because truly there's a lot more finesse, and there's a lot more of the games, not just sheer raw power, right? And so there's some incredible athletes that are women. And when you're watching women's tennis or women's volleyball or women's golf, even, there's just a different style, but there's an aspect to it.
Mud wrestling.
But okay, fine. I get it. I like men. I can appreciate that they like watching that. Okay, just don't cross the line. All right. Anyway, so when Royce White says he's going to sign up for the WNBA draft, who can't clarify what a woman is, and that only women can play in women's basketball and in the league, I think it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I appreciate it, because, you know what? Let's just settle it right here. Of course it's of course we've gotten here. What I appreciate is that it's calling out, and now there are reasonable people going, what is happening here? Finally, someone is willing to say, This has crossed the line, and we can only have women in women's basketball. Because guess what? If we only have women in women's basketball, if we don't have women's in women's basketball, we have trans in women's basketball, but we have former NBA professionals in now professional women's basketball, why have women's basketball?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how this comes to a head. It's going to come to a head this year in the California schools. And, I was, after watching, what did he change? The Turkish guy, the NBA player, who just said he wants to play for the new, expansion team, the Memphis Balls. Freedom. I think he changed his name to last name to Freedom. But I was thinking, maybe that's the only way you can actually fix this in California public schools, is just have all the boys show up and say, we're going to be on the girls' basketball right. team, or we're going to be on the girls' tennis team.
And we don't want to be discriminated against.
And, you know, it's not going to help. It's not going to help Chloe or any of these other girls. But anyways, we'll continue this fascinating discussion after the break.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to try to get some words in before Darsha. Maybe I should turn her mic off. Anyways, got a text over the break reminding me and highlighting some of the credentials for Tom Apkarian. Besides being a former teacher, and I met with him yesterday, and he was telling stories about having been the teacher for some of the current board members, which were funny. Also was a superintendent out at Pleasant Valley School, and he also assisted out in Shandon for a while. So he's got a real strong resume.
Their whole family has been.
Yeah, and I have to say, from my perspective, we need somebody on that board that's got the professional understanding of how a school district should be working. You know, I'm self-taught on a lot of this stuff, but I will say I think for the other six board members, they just sort of rubber stamp whatever the staff puts in front of them. And that's a problem. And that's actually a good segue for one of the things I wanted to discuss. And, you know, we're now within 90 days of the election. Any opportunity to make changes to bond measure language ended last week. And I've had a running gun battle with the district over this G26, which is the school district bond measure. I've had a running gun battle with them since May regarding the language, the specific language in the bond measure that says the district has an ongoing need for basic repairs, including fixing deteriorating classrooms, aging bathrooms and water pipes, plumbing and electrical wiring, removing asbestos, lead paint, and mold, ensuring safe, clean drinking water, maintaining fire safety and replacing outdated security system. Many of Paso Robles High School's buildings are in need of upgrades and repairs. So reading that, those two sentences implies to me that those are requirements that are needed at Paso Robles High School. And this bond measure that's proposed, the preponderance of the money is for the high school campus. There's also some proposed projects for the continuing education campus across the street, and also for a new stadium / gymnasium. And I'll rudely interrupt myself, but if you go by the high school right now, it looks nice. They just repainted it. They spent, I think we approved $600,000 or $700,000 to repaint the entire campus. And if you look through the proposed projects on the campus, they want to tear buildings down and build new ones, which makes no sense to me. But going back to what I think is I'll just call it an integrity violation, using my old military terminology. But one of the responsibilities of a school board under Prop 39 is to verify the accuracy of whatever the bond measure language is that's being proposed to the community. And that's our job under Prop 39. We're supposed to look at verifying any claims of safety, any claims that it's going to reduce class size, or any claims that there's a need for that, whatever the project is. And I'm going to say right now, this board fell flat on its face, and I would bet a nice steak dinner that nobody on that board read that bond measure, read any of that language. And the answer that I get from a lot of staff is that removing asbestos, lead paint, and mold, ensuring safe, clean drinking water, maintaining fire safety, and replacing outdated security systems is, I'm using air quotes, is boilerplate language. Well, that's fine. You know, I've used LegalZoom before in my life to buy and sell properties or to have a lease or anything like that. But there's still the onus to make sure that the information is accurate. If I download a document, a lease document, that says it's a 5,000 square foot piece of property, then that's the doc. That's what the document says that I download. And I leave that knowing that it's a 1,000 square foot piece of property. It's not LegalZoom's fault. It's my fault because I didn't take the corrective action. And, you know, I'm going to start putting all this stuff out. In my opinion, you know, for those people that want to try to fight the bond measure.
Is there an intent to deceive? Or is it incompetence?
Well, here's where we're going. Here's where I'm going with this. So on the 25th of June, you know, I brought up on the 9th of June the fact that there's no documentation to support the presence of lead paint at the high school, and there's no documentation to support lead or mold at the high school. And I had back and forth conversation in the closing comments on the 9th of June. You can see that on YouTube still, but we take everything down because we don't want any of the evidence
there.
Yeah, we don't want any of the evidence to be used against us later on. So it's only up for 30 days. It's probably going to come down by Monday. So take a look at that. But then on the 25th, which will also come down on Monday, so download that as well. But on the 25th, while I was taking my son back to the Naval Academy, they did a presentation on lead paint. And Brad Pawlowski says there is no lead paint in the high school. And he says it to the board. The board decided not to do anything about it. So at this point, my only conclusion is that they knowingly allowed fraudulent information to go forward to the community. And so FPPC complaint, in my opinion, is appropriate.
All right. We will be back after the top of the hour. And back, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. And if it's something Kenny wants to talk about, please call me or send a text. Thanks for listening.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.